Yellow.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Is this Abigail?
It is.
Yeah, you got my message?
Yeah, so I saw you were approved, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so when was the assessment? I saw it was scheduled for 12. That's what you had texted me.
Yeah, it came at 10. She said I'm
Oh.
approved, so the broker is gonna let me know the hours.
Okay. So you're going to have an assessment with a service coordinator.
Another one?
That's once you get approved by the county. So did they tell you anything about collecting your financial documents?
Which final, which document?
So by the assessment, did they tell you that you need to collect some documents to send into the county for their approval? Or did they not? I can send them over to you.
I don't know, because I know the first lady came and she I showed her some paperwork. But I don't know. She just told me that I am eligible for care and that the broker will get a hold of me to schedule the how many hours they'll be giving me. So I don't know.
Okay, so
But you
usually
know
that
more
only
than I do.
happens once, yeah, usually that only happens once the county approves you. If you want, we could call into Maximus now just to confirm. But I do want to find out if you need to collect your financial documents. And at the same time, I asked you on the first call about your financials. I just want to confirm that you're not making more than $2,900 a month, correct?
29 a month? No.
Okay.
No.
And do you own a home or a car?
No. I don't own anything.
Do you have any cash value or any assets of $8,000 or more?
No.
Okay. Are you married or do you live with any minors?
Yes, I live with minors.
You live with minors, but
Yes.
you're not married.
No, I'm not married.
Okay. So, just a second, please. Okay. So like this, because you have, are your minors your children?
Yes.
So when the patient has children in the home, they don't have to collect financial documents, which is great for you. Just a minute, please. I'm just documenting this. Okay, can you please tell me your children's name and age, please?
Yes, Ken Jones.
Can you spell that for me, please?
KIAN.
Jones, yeah.
And he's,
JONES.
yes, and he's 15.
Okay.
And then I have Lala Martinez.
Can you spell that as well, please?
Lala.
Okay. How old is she?
And she is 13. And
Okay,
then I
anyone else?
have,
Yeah.
yeah, and then I have Zari, Zari Martinez, and she is 3 years old.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, do you have a Medicaid ID or any insurance ID?
I'm sorry, repeat again?
Do you have any Medicaid or insurance ID number?
Give me just a second. I know it starts with 9/11, but I don't know the rest of. Hold on. This is a business plan. No, that's not it. That's not it. That's her. What's that? Where's my card? Where is my phone card? Let me see if I can look it up for a second. Give me just a second while I figure this out here. Because I know I have where is my insurance card? No, I have a. Um,
Is there a way I can provide that to you? Because I'm trying to find it, but I don't have it on me at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, just a second, please.
Go and check my bank and took payment for some funds. I just came in there and told y'all about it. I talked to the man.
Arizona complete. I had my children a card. I wonder if you guys can look me up that way. I had my kid's card, but I don't know where mine is.
Okay, let me see.
If I can look it up without it. Okay, right now it's not active.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Arizona complete. I do have your recipient ID. You said you knew some of the numbers of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me just... Because I have something here. Because mine starts with 9/11, and then my kid card I have here. Give me just a second. It is A as an apple, 9/11, 4172.
Is
complete health care plan is access. Oh my God, where is my paperwork? Where is my card? Why is it going on? Yo, my hand is on.
Okay, I think this is what it is. It's okay. If you could find it, you can let me know.
Yeah, you want me to give you my kids? My name should pop up with theirs.
No, it's okay. I think we're fine, okay? Because I searched it with your name, and I do see a recipient ID. I'm assuming that's your Medicaid ID. So for now, we don't need it. I'm going to write up a letter for you to send into the county stating that you're living with children and you don't need to collect your financials, and then I'll let you know as soon as we hear back from them, okay?
Okay. Are you going to email it or do I have to do it?
Yeah, no, I'm going to email it. Right now, you don't have to do anything, okay?
Okay.
I'll call you to let you know.
Okay, and then once everything gets approved, the person that's going to take care of me, you'll let me know that too, correct?
So I see you have your sister, Celia Martinez. Is she going to be your caregiver?
Yes.
Yeah, so once we get an approval, once we get the waiver from the county, we're going to start setting your sister up here in our system, and then we'll discuss hours. You're going to get an assigned service coordinator to come down and discuss hours with you. So we'll take it from there.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. Take care, Amelia. We'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.